Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Most of us know the story of Tarzan, the boy raised by apes in the jungle. We also know the object of his affection was the woman called Jane. A play getting its U.S. premiere in Milwaukee this weekend starts with those well-known characters, but rapidly veers into uncharted territory.
The play, simply called Tarzan, by Slovenian playwright Rok Vilchnik, imagines Tarzan and Jane many years into their relationship and how Tarzan comes close to losing his title of Lord of the Jungle. And then there's the hyena, Mike, but we're not going to give away any spoilers. The play opens tonight at Theater Gigante, and Vilchnik, along with Theater Gigante founder Isabel Kral, are with us in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So, Isabel, this is a very funny and wonderful play. How did you and Rock meet and get together and decide to perform this as part of your 30th anniversary season?
It was a process. Mark and I performed in Maribor, where Rok lives, at the University of Maribor. He came to see the performance, and he's friends with the woman who is also our very good friend who booked us, who brought us there. And she is a translator. And so after the performance, we met him at the reception, and then he asked if we would translate his play into English. And we said, yes, you know, great, new project, new adventure. And after it was translated, we started thinking, wow, wouldn't it be great to produce here? And so we started talking with Rok about that possibility.
So, Rok, were you at all nervous that once the play was in English, it was not going to be what you had hoped it would be?
Yes, you're always nervous about that. Mark and Isabella, they do such a great job about this project, this translation. So I'm very pleased to work with them and now to see them, how they put my play on the stage.
And Isabel, you're also in it, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
you're Jane.
And so is Mark.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And I just wanted to add, too, that to Mark and I, because we loved the play so much and because we write our own plays, it was really important to translate Rok's work to a T. We told ourselves, you know, nothing colloquial. We even tried to follow his phrasing where it was possible. We would spend 45 minutes discussing one word. And I think that we worked really hard at preserving what Rok wrote.
Well, having only read the English version of it, I have to say, it doesn't feel like it's in translation to me.
Hmm.
It feels very natural to read. I hear it in my head in
English.
Well,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I think you've made, and if it's, you know, even half as wonderful in Slovenian, I mean, I think you've really got it.
Oh, great.
Because it feels very much like, oh, this is an English play.
Oh, wonderful. That's great to hear. Thank you.
Big compliment. Thank
you. Yeah.
And very, very funny. Rok, where did the idea of putting – we should kind of say what this is. It's sort of a modern-day Tarzan.
Sort of the modern day, yes. It's like we are living in jungle. So this the woman and the man relationship is always like some cliché. But we are tired of these clichés in our ordinary lives, in this our great civilization. So I put them in the jungle, in the nature. This, I don't know the word.
Как се рече примарно?
Примарно, to be...
Примарн свет.
Yeah, to be primordial, to be...
Oh, back to nature.
Yes.
Back to nature, yeah. But this in this way that... That I...
Povej po slovensku.
Ja, da bi rad slikal vseh na vlake.
He would like to take away from them
življenja.
Everything, all in modern day impositions. He would like to remove them from their lives.
And reduce it to the
yeah,
elemental.
Great. The this. Reducing is very important. So there were just like, some way like animals with human
traits,
yeah.
Of course, we are animals, but we are different animals. And you play with that, too. There's that wonderful idea of, are we really better? We think we are. But what does that mean? And what does it mean for all of the other animals? And we haven't even mentioned the hyena. Right. Who's kind of the quintessential bad boy.
Absolutely.
He is such a bad boy. And he is, I think, the thing that gets thrown into the mix that disrupts everything. And he's wonderfully funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. But I'm thinking of, about him in such a way that he is like we are people. We are different animals. And we have many, many bad habits of the animals. So this hyena. And we use these bad habits to gain some profits of them. And hyena is very, very much human.
Well, I just love how the juxtaposition between him and Tarzan and where they cross, where one is more human than the other and one is more, quote unquote, animal than the other. And they kind of trade places.
Yes, I agree. And also, I don't know, Rok, if you agree, it's none of the characters are 100% pure. And none of them are 100% bad. And that's what's so interesting here. It's like each one of them has an agenda. And how does this agenda from each one of them cross paths and integrate or, you know, bump up against each other is what I found a lot of fun in this play.
Is this something you think that you would like to bring to Slovenia?
Well, Rok did just suggest that the other day, that we could maybe bring it to the festival.
Oh, yes. We have a festival of drama, a new plays in Slovenia. And this is a big opportunity to see them in our country with this play.
I think that would be wonderful. If that happens, when would it happen?
In April. Next year.
Next year. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Wonderful. That would be
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. That would be a nice 31st anniversary thing to do. Isabel, you were saying that, and this is true, in all the time I've known you and Mark, you have pretty much done your own work. There have been a few little things that haven't been. What is it like for you as an artist to work on somebody else's piece, even if it's a piece that you absolutely love, because it's not your typical process?
Well, it's interesting. When Mark and I write work, and then if we're in it, at some point it doesn't become our work and you become the performer and you approach the material as you would even if it wasn't your work, you know? I mean, you are more familiar with it, of course. Here we had the advantage of translating it. So we had that opportunity before we went into the piece. But somehow once you're in the piece, you just take on that performer aspect and start approaching it as though you're reading it for the first time, you know, and analyzing it for the first time. And the longer you work on it, the more you find. And this play, I think, is brilliant in terms of how much Rok put into it. And as the audience, you don't even realize he just drops things in like gems, you know?
Yes. One of the things, again, reading it, I felt the same way. It's very spare, very funny, very spare. There's not a lot of explanation, but you get everything.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God, we're thinking about this now.
Yeah.
We're thinking about, you know, what it means to ruin the environment.
Right.
You
right.
know, and that we're responsible for so right. much of this destruction.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, you know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but it was really masterful the way you wrote this.
Thank you.
I am anxious to read other things. Has any of your other work been translated?
Yes, because I have a few awards from this Slovenian drama festival. Every year they give award for the best Slovenian play. And when they give you award, they also translate your work.
So I can look you up and find more.
Yeah, I can send you if
I'd
you
love
want.
To. Love to read them. I think the European theater traditions are different than American theater mm-hmm. traditions. And mm-hmm. I'm just curious, even not this experience, but any experience you've had with American companies,
But it's different, you think? It's different.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a very different way, I think,
approaching
text.
Yeah, we have, I think that a couple of things are very American. And one is that we like to be entertained. Theater is for that reason. And two is that we like things neatly explained to us so that things are mostly black and white. And Europeans are enigmatic in that sense, which is what Mark and I always go for. We go for the gray. We don't want to give the audience answers. And I think Europeans don't do that as much as we do with our American plays.
Yeah, I think the European tradition tends to be you live in the in the gray areas a little more.
For me, the best thing in the text happens in this blank space between the words.
Mm-hmm. In the silences.
In the silences, but not in the silences only, but like you say before, when you say less, but so skillfully that you open the symbolical places in people's mind, and to get them to think about the stuff which they
exactly. Think about the stuff that most of us don't want to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That we don't spend our lives thinking about. And
to not give you an answer.
Right. Yeah, but that you have to come up with your own answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you are preaching, I think the people stop listening. So it's important to give them the words, such words that they are interesting in words. And in between these words, you
interject meaning.
Yeah. I was going to say you find even more interesting things in between.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Rok, I should say hvala. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. And Isabel, it's always great to see
and
you.
And we say prosim. Thank you,
Thank
Mami.
You.
Isabel Kral is the founder of Theater Gigante. Rok Vilchnik wrote the play Tarzan, which makes its U.S. premiere tonight at the Kenilworth 508 Theater on Milwaukee's East Side. There is more information at WUWM.com.